It is 9:30, and that means it's time for us to go to Larry Weber, who joins us by phone every Saturday. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying this absolutely beautiful morning.
Oh, I certainly am.
Mm-hmm. We, I talked about it last time. We call it Gray November. Well, it sounds like in the next few days we're going to have anything but that. Mild temperatures, clear skies. Clear skies, of course, at night often mean the temperature dropping. And even though yesterday the afternoon temperature, the last 2 days, the afternoon temperature got to about 40, during the night, early morning, the temperatures were chilly, and chilly enough to freeze the lake. Freeze-up time, put it this way, the beginning of freeze-up time has begun here. I've been watching the lake every day, and then first it's just frozen along the edge, and then it's frozen out on a bay. And then it's frozen, I estimated, 80%, and then yesterday, probably again, 80 to 90% of it was frozen. It was hard enough yesterday that I could walk on it. I don't weigh a ton, but I do weigh enough that it would make a difference if I tried walking out further. I just stayed along the edge. An interesting phenomenon, there's a couple of things that happen when the ice first freezes up. This is the beginning not only of the freeze-up, but it's also the beginning of ice skating time, which I think is interesting. We have all these lakes in Minnesota, and we got all this cold weather, and yet the ice skating time on the lake is very limited.
Yeah.
Only happens when there's a good freeze and no snow cover. And, of course, the ice has to be smooth enough, which usually isn't. Usually it's rough somewhere. But this is the beginning of ice skating time, and I always find the two people that are eagerest to get out on the ice when it first freezes on the lake are the ice skaters and the ice anglers. And both of them know what they're doing, and they, you know, relatively speaking, we have few problems, but it is good to let those people make the first move. However, I like to do something else, and I like to walk along the edge. I like to walk on the edge and just examine what's happening with this lake as it freezes. Sometimes, quite often, I'll see critters that are out, kind of caught out in the open. A good example, muskrats. And other times, there's, believe it or not, still some insects and spiders that are caught out there when the freezes. But one of the interesting things that I've learned to find in recent years, and it's like anything else, once it's found, then you can go back and find it again. But about 5 years ago, I was out walking along the edge of the lake, and I discovered under the ice, I discovered turtles that were moving around. And ever since then, I go back at the time of freeze-up to this one bay. And yes, I find turtles, and that happened again this morning. It happened a couple of days ago. I found two painted turtles moving around under the ice, and then nearby one snapping turtle. This morning, it was just a single snapping turtle. What exactly they do, I'm not quite sure. I guess what's going on is that with the freeze-up, there is, along the edge, there is some chances for some food and chances for perhaps breathing air that gets trapped underneath the ice that they want to take advantage of before the real snow cover and the deeper ice, thicker ice, settles in. But it's also always an interesting thing, something you just don't think happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to think that things settle down for the winter pretty early and they pretty much stay settled. Well, I guess there's more movement down there than we might think. Other things of note, we are about halfway through the month now, and even though the early mornings have been chilly and the afternoons mild, the temperature has not really been that different than normal so far. What has been different is the precipitation. We have not gotten as much precipitation as normal, and that which we did get, and we did get some this past week, was in the form of rain. Monday morning, however, we woke up to a 1-inch snow cover. It was a beautiful snow. Mm. And 1 inch is not enough to slow down things, but 1 inch is usually enough to remind us of how to drive in the snow. And I did see some tracks out there already. But the snow only lasted about a day. This is, as I said, freeze-up time, but it's also often the time when we start getting our lasting snow cover, too. A good, healthy November, to me, means a freeze-up of the lake, freeze-up of ponds and swamps, and freeze-up of the ground, and then we get a snow cover.
Mm.
I think that is probably the best thing, and it seems like that's probably going to be the procedure we're going to have. We are just past the new moon time, and with all the darkness, it's easy to get out and walk in the dark, as I've been doing every evening. And Venus in the morning is very bright in the east, but in the evening, it's Jupiter that's very bright in the east. And Jupiter stays with us pretty much all night. And if you're up in the early morning, you'll see Jupiter again in the west. Few meteors. There is a meteor shower every November. Some years, lots of them. This year, not too much, but I have been seeing them every night, and I have been seeing a little bit of the aurora, too, which is fairly common in November. Birds of note. This past week, I had a long list of birds that we usually associate with winter or usually associate with colder weather. These include birds like gray jay and rough-leg hawk, bald eagles, great gray owl. I saw the first great gray owl just this past week. Northern shrike, a flock of tundra swans was resting along the river here. Pine grosbeak came to the bird feeder. Flocks of redpolls, white-winged crossbill. There's still juncos and tree sparrows, and a flock of snow buntings. So you see, those are all birds that we tend to associate with winter or the almost coming of winter. Other things of note is that I still have a red-bellied woodpecker hanging around here, and pileated woodpeckers are just so interesting this time of year. They're with us all year, but I see them more in November than any other time. At the bird feeder, the flying squirrels are still coming every night, and this week I had a surprise when a chipmunk came back. Now, maybe with the milder weather, it was all tucked away. I thought we wouldn't see it again, but nope, it came back. So that's still going on. And out on the mild days like this, it's not unusual. I was biking just 2 days ago, and I saw a woolly bear caterpillar out still moving around. So there's plenty of things going on now. We are definitely at the time of change. And who knows, by the next time we talk next week, we may have a bigger freeze up. I don't expect any snow, but I do expect maybe we'll have a bigger freeze. So enjoy Thanksgiving, have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye. Larry Weber there, who joins us every Saturday, no matter where he is in the world. He is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives on a farm with his wife in Carleton County, and love when he calls in and gives us the latest on what's going on. Weekend Outdoors, Larry Weber.